Michael, you were nice enough to bring in some candy for one of our earlier guests. I, however, have not had a piece, but that's probably best. I think I mentioned that. I might have mentioned this earlier. We bought all the candy for trick-or-treating. I went to Costco last week, and we got, because we're in a new neighborhood this year for Halloween. And I don't know how you do it. The debate continues every year. Do you give out full size? Do you give out little ones? If you give out the small size, do you give a few? Do you just, you know, that goes every year. There's that big debate. And we've done all of that. We, at one point, we were living in a different neighborhood, and we went full size. We were giving out full size bags of M&Ms. And then I realized that's ridiculous. So now we give, you know, like a fistful of fun-sized bars.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a fistful of loose M&Ms.
I do. I buy one of those five-pound bags, and I just scoop out a bit. I got a big hand. I get a whole lot of M&Ms in there. I fill up a kid's bag. It's like throwing sand in there. They're walking around. Their bag is jiggling. Their parents are like, we're not eating any of that. Yes, I'm that guy. I give pennies. I give old toothbrushes. I give religious pamphlets. All the good stuff. Everything that a kid wants when they come to your house. Dental floss, toothpicks if I run out of things. I'm giving packets of condiments toothpicks that I have in the drawer. A lot of hot sauce going out this year. Some sweet and sour sauce. A lot of hot mustard the kids will be getting. So all the things that I have around the house.
I was wondering, do people, because, you know, there's a lot of generational things, but do people still give out, like, the pennies and the dental floss and the pamphlets still? Because I think I definitely got those things at one point. And I'm thinking, do the kids today, like, because now there's the fun-size candies, there's so many choices. Where are those houses that are still
those
holding
tight?
Those
are the ones that are burned down on November 1st. Those are the houses that you see. I have all the broken windows.
Uh-huh.
They don't have a decoration. They have like one uncarved moldy pumpkin that is now smashed because everybody went. I don't, on Halloween, I don't need to accept anybody as my personal savior except Mr. Mars and Mr. Hershey.
That's right.
And Mr. Reese's. And Mr. Goodbar, of course. You have to accept him as your personal savior. That's my personal savior on Halloween. Mr. Goodbar as my personal savior. Right now, people are, oh, this is why we don't celebrate Halloween. It's blasphemous. Shut up. but anyway, so we have all the candy. And I have always... When I was a kid, and this is a generational thing, when I was a kid, we would give out Tootsie Pops, the big, you know, the suckers, which I don't even know if they make Tootsie Pops anymore. I think they do. Tootsie Roll Company, So I always had a soft spot for Tootsie Pops. When I got married and we got our first house and we were getting ready to give out candy, I said, oh, we could just get a big box of Tootsie Pops like I used to do when I was a kid. And my wife put the kibosh on that. We have not had a Tootsie Pop in our house ever. Which makes me sad.
No, not a fan, huh?
She will not. She won't give them out on Halloween. She doesn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a fan of Tootsie Rolls.
She didn't like the owl back in the 70s.
No, she doesn't care how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. And you know, and she, not only the world, but she will never know.
Mm-hmm.
I've come close. 782.
Wow,
I've come close, but I can't. You know, but then I get bored.
Yeah.
Plus, my tongue cramped up.
It's like an hour spent licking a Tootsie Pop, too.
Yeah, and listen, I've wasted time on other things, less important things and less delicious things, but I haven't. All right, so we got the candy, and now it's all set to go. And as I'm looking through, I get the big bags of the mixed chocolates. And all the top, the top name brands are in there. You get all your chocolates. And then I see this list comes out the other day, a survey. Now, the survey came out from candystore.com, and they talked to all kinds of people, 30,000 people from 12 online publications. And they asked people what the best Halloween candy and the worst Halloween candies were. And they came up with a top 10 of each. So we'll get to some of those. But I'm wondering from you, 312-981-7200, if you're giving out candy this year, do you give out candy that you like, so if there's leftovers, you can gouge yourself? Or do you do as one person I spoke to today said, she buys candy that she doesn't like herself, because that way she's not tempted to eat it if the kids don't come and there's leftover candy. So she doesn't like, I forget what she said. Oh, she doesn't like, so she doesn't like, and this, I couldn't believe it. I don't think I can talk to her anymore. She said she doesn't like peanut butter cups.
What?
I know.
Is she from America?
She is American, as far as I know. She's Irish.
Gosh.
She's from the South Side.
So good.
I don't know what her issue is. From all appearances, she is a normal, functioning human being. She's a successful educator. And yet, she doesn't like peanut butter cups.
That's like number one on everyone's list.
Yes.
Well, not everyone, but a
well,
lot of people's.
I'll start it with that. That is number one on the best candy list.
Oh,
Reese's peanut butter cups,
straight
according to this survey, is the number one candy.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
So, there's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. It is, it'd be hard to argue that point, unless you're this woman. But anyway, her point was that she buys peanut butter cups because she knows if they're left over, she's not going to eat them. But then she said last year she got so mad at herself because she didn't have any candy that she wanted to eat that this year she's going to buy a small bag of stuff that she likes just to have as a backup so that she can have some Halloween candy. Because you can't pass up Halloween candy.
Mm-mm. It's right in the season. But what is the candy that she actually likes then if she doesn't like...
Any other kind of chocolate. She just doesn't like the chocolate peanut butter combo.
Oh man,
I don't
know if I can roll with that.
No, you can't.
I mean, you can't go wrong with chocolate, but chocolate and peanut butter is a gift from God.
It raises both to. I like peanut butter by itself. I like chocolate by itself, but when you put them together and then you chill them, stop it.
now
stop
you're just going
yeah,
into
is,
a whole another
insane.
Flavor town.
All right, we're gonna get into the list of the best and worst, but let me give you a couple of facts about Halloween candy. Children would have to play for 2 days straight to burn off the calories in the average amount of candy collected on Halloween. According to the Department of Epidemiology at the University of Alabama, an average Halloween candy haul contains between 3,500 and 7,000 calories. 3,500 and 7,000 calories.
That's like a full day's worth
of
calories.
It's more than that, because they say, you know, at 2,000 calories you can lose weight. So if 2,000 is the goal, if you're doing 3,500, that's like 2 days or 3 days of calories in just your bag of candy.
You need to do like Michael Phelps-style workouts after that.
Unless you're just eating your candy on the treadmill or on your Peloton bike, you're not going to – you're done. I was doing so well this month, and then my wife broke the seal on one of the bags of candy, and now it's –
What's the one that you like couldn't say no to? You saw it, you smelt it, you're like, I got to dive in.
The whole bag is full of them.
Oh.
The only one that's... So the bag has Twix and Reese's Cups and plain and peanut M&Ms and Almond Joys, which are my downfall. Mm-hmm. And what else? $10,000 bars in there. The only weak link is the Milky Way, because there's Snickers in there too, but the weak link is the Milky Way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a Milky Way guy.
You know, they're not for everybody.
I need the peanuts in there. The Snickers is a Milky Way that has been improved.
Mm-hmm.
The Snickers is the best Milky Way because it's a Milky Way with peanuts.
Yeah, the Milky Way came out of the oven just a little bit too soon.
Right. They left it. They didn't put the crucial. You need a little crunch in there.
Yeah.
Your caramel and your nougat is fine, but you need a little crunch to offset that.
Yeah.
A lot of nougat talk here on the show. I think last time we were here, we ended up talking chickens. Today we talk nougat. The blog Daily Burn estimated that a standard pillowcase can hold over 1,600 pieces of candy when fully stuffed. What if you carry one of those king-size pillowcases, like a hobo, and you just have it flung over your back? I didn't carry a pillowcase. Did you carry a pillowcase when you were trick-or-treating, or did you carry a bag? I only carried a pillowcase once I got into, you know, when I was like 24. Next week I'll probably carry a pillowcase.
I remember the cool kids always carried around the pillowcase, so that's why you'd want to gravitate towards the pillowcase.
Sure, because when you were a little kid, you had either the plastic pumpkin or a trick-or-treat bag.
Yeah.
But then you're right. Then you'd see like the middle school kids, and they had pillowcases. And you're like, oh, and they're barely even wearing costumes.
Oh, it was the coolest.
Yeah, like, so you wanted to be cool.
The jeans and just the mask from Walgreens or something. That is the teenage Halloween outfit.
I like that they even put the mask on. I give them credit for that. I don't, you know.
Got to make some effort.
Well, sure. another fact. Studies show the kids can consume up to 3 cups of sugar eating Halloween candy. This equals almost 169 sugar cubes. What was the stat we had before about how you could kill yourself with pop?
It was
9 2 liters in a sitting?
Yeah, 9 2 liters in a sitting. It was 10.5 what was it, pounds of or something of sugar?
Yeah.
To fully kill a human being eating sugar, which I might do this year because I love candy.
Well, maybe you try this way, Michael. Fortune reported dangerous amounts of sugar consumed by kids on Halloween. 3 cups of sugar in 7,000 calories of candy. That's 675 grams of sugar, or the same as chomping down on 169 standard sugar cubes.
Jeez, your teeth are just destroyed by that point.
Man, it's not good. Skittles is the top-selling Halloween candy in seven states, the most out of any candy. That from this same website, candystore.com. It is the number one choice in 7 states, second and third place ones to Reese's and M&M's, respectively. All right, those are some of the interesting facts about Halloween, but let's get to these lists. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the 10 worst and 10 best Halloween candies, because why not? It is the season. 3,500 calories to a pound is what the 815 is texting in. So there we go. I know someone who buys candy but doesn't open the bags until needed and returns the unopened bags. Oh, that's me. That's the beauty of Costco.
Hmm.
Or Sam's, you can buy the huge bags of candy. Because one year I only bought a couple of the big bags. We had a huge influx of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up having to run into Jewel and buying the tiny bags. Mm. They were a lot more expensive. And then you're stuck with them. But at Costco or Sam's, if you buy the big bags and you hold on to your receipt, if you don't need them, you can take them back the next day.
You can take them back?
Yeah, man.
Man, jeez.
Take them back. Do-do-do-do. Me and Rocky taking them back. So you can...
It's a good life hack.
Well, sure. That's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving out good life hacks. How to return Halloween candy. I'll tell you what. I didn't think Noonan was going to teach us anything. But finally, at the 2 hour and 47 minute mark, he taught us that we could take our unopened Halloween candy back to Costco.
I'm glad the listener stuck around.
Yeah, if you didn't listen, if you bailed at 2:45, out of luck. But if you hung around for those extra 2 minutes, this is the magic time right now. The final few minutes. That's when things really start popping on WGN.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, a little Black Magic Woman, because we're talking about Halloween candy. You almost have to. You have to talk about the candy because it's the thing. I don't understand people. I was talking to somebody the other day, and maybe you know people like this. Maybe you are a person like this, and if you are, I don't understand you. Maybe you could enlighten me. Somebody who said they stay home on Halloween, they turn off all the lights, they close the doors, they don't want kids coming to their house. Their justification was, well, because I don't like the teenagers who come and they're not really in a costume, and they don't make any effort, and they just want candy. I'm like, so what? I used to be like that a little bit, but now I've gotten, in a lot of ways, I've aged into a cranky, horrible old human being. But in some ways, I've mellowed a tad to the point where if a teenager really wants some candy and he's coming to my door and, you know, as long as they say thank you, I don't care. You know what they're doing? Nothing violent. They're coming. I'm keeping them. I'm doing my part to make society better by giving a crazed teenager a handful of tiny sugar pellets instead of crack or vaping. They're at my house. They're at my house getting a Snickers bar. I feel good about myself.
Yeah, you took them away from all the Fortnite and TikToks.
Right.
And
they're out of the house.
Exactly.
They're walking around. They're getting some exercise.
You're rewarding
little
them for
cardio.
Getting out.
That's right. I'm rewarding you for coming out in society, seeing that there's somebody out there that you can't control with a little button on a joystick.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come. You have to walk up the stairs to my house. Yeah, you have to make an effort to knock on the door. You got to wait for me to go and pull myself out of the chair and then walk over and listen to the door. It's a whole big thing,
mm-hmm.
But I'm helping.
Do you talk to kids when they come to your door? Like, is there a conversation or is it just trick or treat? Do you wait for the trick or treat? How do you do
this? This is something that I've become aware of mostly this year, but it started a little bit last year. I used to make the kids say it.
Mm-hmm.
I would make them say trick or treat.
You will say this.
Not to really little ones, but, you know, if you're first, second grade,
mm-hmm.
if you come to the door and you just hold out your bag, I used to go, you got to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, and even if they didn't, they would still get candy. I would never, you know, nobody ever left without the treat. But I like hearing it. So
That's not that's important, especially when
But here's another. If you waited till the 2 hour and 53 minute mark, I'm going to educate you again. This, I tell you, last 15 minutes, my show is like an NBA game. All the action happens in the last quarter. Anyway, so I've learned from a lot of teachers and a lot of parents that it can be traumatic for some children who are nonverbal or on the autism spectrum or suffering from anxiety or whatever to have to say that. So you're not supposed to force kids to say something. If they come to your door and they're just holding out the bag, go ahead, toss the candy in there. You never penalize a kid for not saying it. And most parents, if they're with the kids, will always kind of encourage the thank you, you know. So the thank you will come.
Yeah.
But now this year I'm going to be more cognizant of, you know, not pushing it. I'll still say a little, or sometimes I'll wait. You know, yeah. 5-6 minutes. I think that's a fair amount of time to wait for a kid to say something.
5-6 minutes?
5-6 minutes. And I'll go, can I help you? Are you a Jehovah's Witness? Why is there a Ninja Turtle at my door? What's the purpose of our interaction? It gets into a whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I always give that. I actually love it. I couldn't wait to buy our first house so I could hand out candy.
That's great.
I wear pants, mm-hmm. for the record.
Oh.
Because people sometimes go, boy, you seem a little too eager. I'm not, no, I just, because I
love. How mellow are you, Brian?
I love it. It's fun for me.
Yeah.
It's fun, and I do, you know, I don't have, to answer your question 3 minutes after you asked it, I don't have a lot of conversation with the kids, but mm-hmm. I will comment on costumes. Oh, what a scary monster. Oh, you look good. I like your costume. You look great. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know.
See, that's nice. Have you ever done the thing where you pretend to be a dummy and then you jump out and scare them when they're waiting?
No.
Because that's
my favorite. Terrified by that as a child. I have, though, a little remote control sound effects machine,
mm-hmm.
that I have put out, hidden out by the porch on occasion. And it's just, there's a little button that I have in my pocket and I can press it and it'll get a werewolf sound or a scream. But I won't do that for little kids because, one, it scares them. And two, I don't need them to have an accident on my porch because that's going to put the kibosh on another joyous Halloween time.
Very, you know? Good point. Yes.
So I try to
not scare the pants off of them.
Right. No. Listen, my philosophy during Halloween, as with all times, everybody's pants stay on.
Yeah.
Everybody's pants stay on. That's whether you're trick-or-treating or just hanging around. Taxi driver Bob wants to jump in. Hey, taxi driver.
I had 2 points.
Yes, sir.
One, does it count if the kid texts you trick-or-treat? Will you give him candy then?
First of all, if a kid has my number, I'm terrified. So they can have everything. Because if they've texted me and if they found my number, they probably have my credit card. So if I don't give them candy, they're going to buy it on my card anyway. So one way or another, I'm out. So that's.
And then also, Elton Jim used to say how he would greet the kids at the door. He'd be wearing a pair of boxers and like a Dago tee with spaghetti stains on it. And in one hand, he'd have a bottle of Maker's Mark.
That's why Jim will die alone. That's why Elton Jim will die alone. Him and a cat. Thanks, taxi driver.
Good one,
you too.
Good.
All right, here's the 10 worst candies. You knew we'd get back to it. 10 worst candies from 10 to 1. Number 10, Bit of Honey. Agreed. Hate them. Number 2, Good and Plenty. Awful. Like a Good and Fruity, not a Good and Plenty.
It's like medicine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't need that. Licorice, number 9, same thing. I disagree with number 5, 6, number 7, 6, and 5, Smarties. Smarties are phenomenal candies.
A fan of Smarties.
I love Smarties. I like to unwrap them, take the whole roll, put them in there, and they go crazy on your tongue. I love Smarties. Mm-hmm. Smarties coming in at number 7. This list is flawed. Number 6, Tootsie Rolls. I've already proclaimed my love of Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls should not be on a worst candy list. This is, again, flawed. Necco Wafers. Are you old enough to have had Necco wafers, Michael?
I have had Necco wafers before, and I remember that they had a Chicago connection and almost went out of business.
Yes, they did. They look like slugs, but different color slugs.
I kind of wish they would have went out of business. That candy is not good.
No, it's, stop it now.
See, of cardboard.
No, this is
styrofoam.
Again, this is one that goes back to my childhood, so okay. I have a soft spot for Necco Wavered.
I feel you.
Wax Coke bottles. All right, I'll give you that. There's nothing good about a wax Coke bottle.
Terrible.
Horrifying. Peanut butter kisses. I don't know if that's like a Hershey's Kiss made of peanut butter or something else.
Hmm.
We'll leave it there. Circus Peanuts? Meh.
Wait, is that dead last? Because it...
No, Circus Peanuts is the number two on the worst list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By far. By far.
Meh. All right. Here's where I... Here, this is the blood feud. This is the one, and we got to go. Candy corn. Worst candy. According to this poll,
candy corn.
I love candy corn.
Me too.
I love candy corn.
There's so much negativity over surrounding candy corn.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just the cause celeb. Everybody wants to now, all of a sudden, they hate candy corn.
No,
Shut up. Candy corn is fantastic.
That's a whole handful. You shove it in your mouth.
Oh, man.
So good.
So good. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I draw the line. Then I don't go into the pumpkins made of the same thing because that's too much of it.
It is.
Candy corn is the perfect size for that confection.
That's a great point.
Just enough. Michael, I told you, last 15 minutes, I make all the good points. I save them up. I reward people for listening the whole show or coming in waiting for Nick. That's how you get rewarded. Thank you for listening and being part of the program. Just real quick, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, Twix, Kit Kat, M&M's, Nerds, Butterfinger, Sour Patch Kids, Skittles, and Hershey Bars. Those are the best candies. Hope you've had a wonderful night. Have a great Halloween. I will be back with you next week on Friday in this show. If not before, you never know where you'll catch me. Nick DiGilio coming up after the news at 1. Michael, thank you for all your help tonight. Thanks to all our lovely guests. You'll be able to catch all of that on podcast.